Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about any and everything. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping those nuggets so you can live the best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, Have Wills Will Clean. Like I told you last week, I'm going to be dropping some nuggets. Happy, happy Mother's Day to all my listeners out there. I hope you have a blessed day and get to spend time with your children. I definitely want to do a shout-out to those women that are incarcerated with children. And visitation is kind of closed right now, so hopefully they'll get to talk to them on the phone. But pray for them pray for them on Sunday that they at least get a phone call to talk to their kids. Okay? So I will be giving you a scripture from Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 1-3. The Bible says, "Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth." Now, my mother just died a few months ago. She lived to be 100, so I guess she took that literally and obeyed her parents, because God did give her a long life, and I'm praying that that gene came on down to me as a blessing. I told you last week that I will be giving you 20 ways to honor your mom and dad. This is Mother's Day weekend. Father's Day is coming next month, so listen to these nuggets, write them down, go back to the broadcast and re-listen to them if I talk real fast, but Father's Day, I'll probably be going back over them again, but these are the things, if you haven't been doing them, you need to try to pick it up and start doing them now, okay? So the first way to honor your mom and dad is to help plan family home evening. You know, when I grew up, every night after we got our baths, we would join together and pray. My mom was a Baptist preacher daughter, so prayer meant everything to her. So we would pray in the morning, we pray at night. So that's one way you can honor your mom and dad, is have that prayer time in the morning and the evening. The second way to honor your mom and dad is cheer up your siblings. Now, we were blessed. We were a close family. My mom wanted 2 girls and 2 boys, and that's what God gave her. So, you know, most children, they fight. I don't recall having any fights with my brothers and sisters. So that was a blessing in itself. But we always try to show love to each other. So cheer up your siblings, because when you're getting along, that makes your parents real happy, okay? The third way to honor your mom and dad is to talk with your parents about your plans for the future. Ask their opinion. My mom and dad, they only graduated from high school. However, I was a visionary very early in age. I knew that I could not grow up and work at a plant for the rest of my life. So I started reading real early in life and decided that, you know, I was going to be something and better than their life. So I'm the first graduate of my family from college and have been doing some amazing things in this world. But, you know, when I sat down and talked to them about going to college, they looked at me real strange because nobody in our family had attempted to do that. And, of course, college is very expensive. And even though we were middle-class people, they didn't see where they could afford to send me to college. So I had to go out there and find means to get there myself. But now, after I got those degrees, they were very proud of me. I mean, my mom, she talked about me and my sister a lot. My two brothers, they went and found jobs. My sister went to New York and became a model and traveled the world. Ended up being the assistant to the owner of Chanel Perfume up in New York City. So she was very proud of us, and we would always try to get her advice into what direction she wanted us to go. But the one thing she always told us is to put God first. And if we put God first, everything else will work out for us. Now, the fourth way to honor your mom and dad is to ask your parents about their childhood and their teenage years. Now, I'm telling you, that was so funny. That was so funny. My dad, he grew out in the country. He grew up in the country, so nothing they could get into but, you know, go down to the woods and play. My mom, they didn't really grow up in the country, but it was away from the city, so they didn't have time to get in any trouble either. But my granddaddy kept them in church, so they didn't have time to get in no trouble. But the thing she told me about them growing up was very, very funny, about the way their parents made them do stuff. And, of course, in their teenage years, they were like any other child, ready to get grown and get on away from the house. My mom did end up moving for a brief period, but she came back to North Carolina, and that's where she got stuck until she died. But all of my rest of her siblings, they went on and did great things in the world. The fifth way to honor your mom and dad is to do one of the chores your parents usually reserve for themselves. Now, with my mom, she was very, very independent. She was determined to be the housewife, so she didn't really allow us to do too much. As a matter of fact, she didn't teach us how to cook, but she did teach us how to wash dishes and sort of keep the house clean and wash clothes. So we did learn those skills as a child. But cooking, I used to watch her cook breakfast every morning. I would sit in the kitchen with her, and those hot grits would start popping on her arm, and I was like, oh, no, this is not nothing I really will ever want to do. I said, when I grow up, I'm going to have me a chef or somebody coming in there cooking my food, because I can't have no burns on my beautiful skin. So she really never taught us to cook. But as I grew up, and thank God for the microwave, I'm that microwave person. But I do cook some things, and I really enjoyed fixing a special meal, but it has to be a special occasion. It's not an everyday situation with me. So I'm working to get that chef, okay? The sixth way to honor your mom and dad is to give your parents a sincere compliment. Tell them when they're doing a good job. Now, we were really, truly, truly blessed because my mom was a housewife. She didn't have to work. And so she was there for us until I'm the baby, so I was the last one to go to school. So after I went to school, she did go out and get a job, just not to be bored. But I'm telling you, she was there. She was there. We didn't have to wait for her to come home and do nothing. When we got home from school, dinner was cooked. Sunday dinner was awesome. And she was truly, truly a good wife and a mother. And we would always give her compliments about that all the time. The seventh way to honor your mom and dad is to ignore your phone during dinner or family meetings. Now, back then, it took us a long time to get a phone, so we weren't worried about being on a phone, you know, during dinner. Dinner was definitely family time. And when we did get the phone, if the phone rang, you know, it just rang until we got through with dinner. Nobody jumped up to go answer the phone, because you knew if you jumped up to go answer the phone, what was getting ready to happen to you. So that was one thing we didn't have to worry about, is answering the phone during dinner or family meetings. The eighth way to honor your mom and dad is to control the volume of your voice even when you're upset. I know as a child, when I got upset, I just removed myself from the situation. I would never yell and scream at my parents, but I would just remove myself from the situation until I got calm, and then we would go back and discuss what the issue was. The ninth way to honor your mom and dad is to make a sincere comment or ask an honest question during family scripture study. Now, listen. I started reading the Bible at 6, so I had a very inquisitive mind. We grew up religious, and I tell you, I can't stand religion, but I do love God. And, you know, the things that we talked about during our family Bible studies, or my mom would have a community Bible study on Saturday morning to teach the youth in the community about God. But they would all get mad with me because I was the one asking all the questions. I mean, if it didn't make sense to me, I need to get to understand it. And that's what the Bible says. And all you're getting, get an understanding. So they would always be mad with me doing Bible study because I just had too many questions for them, okay? The tenth way to honor your mom and dad is to go grocery shopping with your parents. Of course, my dad, you know, he provided the finances, and my mom would always have to go to the grocery store. We used to have to walk the town, and that was a good time until we finally got a car. And then my mom didn't have her driver's license until she was in her 50s. So when we got our license, that was a chore that I had to do. I had to take her to the grocery store, and it was a pleasure because she enjoyed going out and meeting people at the grocery store. I mean, that was a thing down in my hometown when we grew up, going to the grocery store, because that's where people sit there and just meet other people. Because you didn't really go around to people's house visiting, so you'd meet them at the grocery store or the post office somewhere. The 11th way to honor your mom and dad is pray for your parents one at a time during your personal prayers. Yeah, I pray for my parents every day. As soon as I found out how I could pray, I would pray for them each and every day until both of them left this world. The 12th way to honor your mom and dad is to spend time doing some of your parents' favorite activities with them. Like I said, my mom grew up as Southern Baptist. She didn't want to do nothing but the Bible and go to church. So the only favorite activity she had was them Bible studies at our house. And she did finally get into some community clubs with some women to save money, but that was all she did. So what she would do with her club, you know, they would invite you to the house. It was to save money, so I would assist in, you know, doing the refreshment, so I was excited about that. So that's one of the activities I did with my mom to help her enjoy her time. The 13th way to honor your mom and dad is pick a family rule that is hard for you to remember and practice keeping it for a week. I mean, we had rules in the house. It wasn't a favorite rule. We just had to follow every rule in that house, okay? It wasn't that you had a choice. Whatever they told you to do, you did it, and you didn't say anything back about it. If you didn't like it, you just did it. So the 14th way to honor your mom and dad is to tell your parents about your last date or about something fun you did with your friends recently. We did that all the time when we started dating, and back then when I grew up, you had to bring the boy to the house, and they would sit in the living room with you till the boy left. So That was an uncomfortable feeling, but they was determined you won't gonna be doing nothing in their house, trust me. But at least, you know, they had the concern that they didn't want you to fall in traps that they had fallen into. But at that time, you didn't understand it. But as you grew older and started having your own kids, you didn't repeat that process, but you just wanted to share and make sure this person was somebody that would make them happy in the future. The 15th way to honor your mom and dad is to make a goal to tell your friends only positive things about your parents. Like I said, my mom's family was a very prominent family in that town, and everybody knew not to say anything bad about them, because my granddaddy would sit on the porch with a switch, and if he heard anything bad about his family, he taking it to your behind. So, you know, we always talk positive about our parents and what they did and how they made our life a blessing and to help us live the best life that we could. Okay, the 16th way to honor your mom and dad is to share with your parents something you learned in Sunday school, other church meetings, or even doing your personal scripture study. That was a given. I'm telling you, when I got born again, oh, I beat my mama down with the Bible. I'm telling you. So that was the fun that we had together, just discussing our knowledge about the Word of God. And after Sunday school each Sunday, we would come home and, you know, discuss what we learned in Sunday school. And we really didn't know how to apply what we learned to our daily life, but we talked about it and we put it in our conscious mind. So when we got grown, we learned how to apply those principles that we were taught as children to our daily lives. And she was always sending us to Chautauquas. I mean, anything that would let us learn the Word of God, we went. I was so sick of church as a child. I was like, Lord, just get me grown. And I tell you, I won't be going to this type of church. And I didn't. I changed my denomination when I got grown. And thank God for that, because I wouldn't be the person I am today had I not done that. Okay, the 17th way to honor your mom and dad is to ask your parents how their day went. You know, when they got stressed, because my mom, she went through a situation, and I was the one left there to try to encourage her, because she kind of, you know, didn't. She was reading the Bible, but like I said, she didn't apply the principles. So, of course, she allowed Satan to do some attacks, sending her into a depression. So, I would always try to get her out of that depression when she was going through a situation. But she, like I said, she lived to be 100. She had a blessed life, not too many years of allowing Satan to take control of her situation. The 18th way to honor your mom and dad is catch yourself before you say something to a sibling that may hurt her feelings. Hurt their feelings. Like I said, my mom won't letting us argue with our sisters and my sisters and brothers. I mean, if she hear you getting ready to argue, it was switch time. All she had to do was show us that switch, and we know to go somewhere and sit down. So we didn't hurt our siblings, our feelings growing up as children. The 19th way to honor your mom and dad is research your family history with your parents and take the family name to the temple with them. Of course, like I said, we grew up in prayer, and we prayed for everybody in the world, everybody in the community. We would take them to church and pray for them and, you know, try to get them saved. And we did a pretty good job. We almost about had the whole neighborhood saved when I grew up as a child. So that was a blessing we did for our community. Also, researching our family history. We have a historian there. My granddaddy, when he couldn't go places, they started a family reunion, and all of his kids that had moved away would come to North Carolina on his birthday in August. And so we've been doing our family reunions now going on 80 years. We've never missed one. So now my mom was the last sibling to die. I don't know how that's going to work, but for 80 straight years, his kids came home to visit him on his birthday and continued until they died on this earth. And the last, and the most important way to honor your parents, number 20, is to tell your parents you love them. I mean, when you tell them you love them, I know my mama, she's just grin and grin and grin, and she wouldn't leave without telling us she loved us every day. I mean, she called, and that's the first thing coming out of her mouth when she gets you on the phone is how much she loved you. So again, say to all my mothers out there, pray you get to spend time with your kids, and if you're not, just call them on the phone, or you know, if they don't call you, you call them. You be the bigger one, okay? Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also want to thank you again for listening to my broadcast each and every week. I hope you take these nuggets to live your best life. We were put here to live a blessed and abundant and prosperous life. The way the world is at this time, you know Satan is in control, but God has the ultimate control. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, Have Wills Will Clean. Also, this would have been an excellent gift. Still not too late to do it, but I wrote my first book, Overcoming All Odds. You can go to lindamonroe.com and order that book. I'll send you a gift along with it. And if you don't read or can't read, I got it in audio, and I'll read it for you, okay? So do that for me, and it would truly be a blessing to you. Until next week, same time, same station. Be blessed. God love you, and so do I. Have a blessed and happy Mother's Day. Spend time with those kids you put in this world, okay? The best is yet to come, and all is well.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.